Okay, Parshas Vayakel. Once again, the last few weeks, once again we're talking about Shabbos. Once again, the Torah reminds us about Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe, Kladas Bnei Yisrael, Sheish Yomim Taaseh. So all the Mefarshim really have to deal with it. Part of the problem, here we're talking about Shabbos, then we talk about the Mishkan, before we spoke about the Mishkan, then we spoke about Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer last week had mentioned that he had asked, why is the Shabbos Vayinafash also about Shabbos, Shabbos Vayinafash, why is it found in Parshas Kisisa? And I think we'll see that again this week. But the Chassam Sofer said, because after the Chet HaEgel, what happened was the Malachim had brought down the Shnei Ksarim that was put onto each individual in Klal Yisrael, and then after the Chet, they took back, the Malachim took back the Shnei Ksarim, and Yismah Moshe B'matnas Chelka was given to Moshe, and Moshe was the one who every Shabbos, he brings down the Ksarim and gives it back to the Klal Yisrael, those who were Shomer Shabbos. So again, here we'll start with the Or of Yisrael. And the Or of Yisrael starts, Shorish ha-devarim hukach v'yaduah medivrei chazal, d'memamed ha-nivcha b'harsinai k'shegdimu ha-kineset Yisrael na'asa v'nishma. When we said na'asa v'nishma, oz nosan Hashem Yisborach b'rosh kol echad v'echad m'Yisrael shnei ksarim. V'yachakar k'shechotu b'egel nistalek zemehem. And after the Chet HaEgel, so it was removed. K'moshe Nema, v'yisnasu b'nei Yisrael as edyom mehar chorev. Shene'eva, because it was lost mehen, kol ha'oris ha'kedusha, shekiblu mehar chorev. V'hine, and we see, kol ha'oros v'aksarim, all of the lights and the ksarim, the crowns, shehema tachshitin shel Yisrael, Shenitlu mehem b'chorev, which was taken from them in Chorev, kulam netolam Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom liatmo, ach Moshe hu Eved Neman, but Moshe, who's an Eved Neman, who was Shabbos Kodesh, sha'oz ha'shor ha'kedusha Yisrael, v'oz hu machzir lohem ha'ksarim l'chol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael. On Shabbos, he returns all of these ksarim, all of these crowns of Pnei Yisrael, v'chol echad v'echad mekubo l'fnei kedushasa. The difference here, as we'll see, achar achet, the Nesivah Shalom is going to flush this out just a little bit better, v'chol echad v'echad mekubo l'fnei kedushasa. Now you're receiving it, but according to your kedusha, ki yadua, mekavonas ha'arizal al yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. V'zev Shomer, and that's what it means. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Adas, he's going to explain Adas. Miloshin Edyum, what does that mean? Ratzalomer Hatachshitin, jewelry. Hainu Shemoshe Hikel is called Ha'adi. V'hakisha Chikibu Yisrael Mehar Chorev. V'ayidechet Ha'egel Nistalek Mehem. V'ha Misyari Moshe, so Moshe was concerned. Shelo yishlutu mehem yidei zorim v'chitzonim uklipos chas v'shalom. Asha al kein hikim Moshe es kol hanitzotus hakadoshim. So Moshe took all of the sparks, all of the holy sparks, liatzmo. Ubi emes hu raya mehemna. He is a raya mehemna. He is the shepherd, the trusted shepherd. Kishara ha'es uzman sheyuchlu yisro lekablak sorim. When he saw the time of Bnei Yisrael be able to again have these ksarim, oz hechzir lohem haksarim, b'simcha uvetuv levav, lo ikev la'asma mishalom klum. Obviously, he gave it to them with great happiness. He didn't hold on to anything. U'mistapek b'mashi yeshel b'zehu yismach Moshe b'matnas chelu. B'zehu shomer ha'kosev, eil ha'dvarim. Sheishas yamin haynu ayyadesha tishmirus ha-Shabbos, through the act of following, of being Shomer Shabbos, as called echad ve-echad mizera Yisrael, yuchal lachzor velikach ha-oros v'aksarim, shenechzur mehem ayyadechei to'egel. Ki Shabbos hu tikkun gadol, Shabbos is the great Tikkun. Acheda Egel, Kamarma Chazal. Alum Shabbos, Shabbos, Gilchoso, Afilo Ovid Avodazorah, Kedor Enosh. Mochelonos. We say this a number of times, Gemara Shabbos, and especially in Kuf Yud Ches. We as Moshe Machzir L'chol Echad V'Echad Yisrael as Chelko. Just one more piece from the Ohev Yisrael. The Sheshes Yom Tassim Alecha Hinei Kam B'Parsha Zu Hekdima Torasenu Akdosha Azhorah Shabbos L'Menechus L'Mishkan. Here, a number of Mepharshim would be dealing with this. Here we see that the Shabbos was the first statement in the Parsha, followed by the Melechus HaMishkan. Ube Parshas Kisiso, there Hakdima Melechus HaMishkan, L'Shmira Shabbos. V'yesh Loma B'derech Pshuto. D'bi Emes Amru Chazal, D'HaMishkan HaYebo K'dei L'Chaper Ached Egel. True, the Mishkan came to be Mechaper on the Chet of the Egel. We saw a number of weeks ago the Argad HaYahu had mentioned there never would have been a Mishkan had it not been a Cheda Egel. Others very much disagree with that concept. Perhaps there always would have been a Mishkan, but it was different this time. But anyhow, that is the Machlokas. But here the Mishkan came L'chaper al Cheda Egel K'mo Shenira Mikol HaPsukim Shenemra B'leches HaMishkan L'takein B'Osa HaLashen Asmo Shechatu Kedisa B'Medrash. Avol Nira, the Be'emes Afim Lo Chatu Yisrael. Here the Ohev Yisrael is saying explicitly, Im Lo Chatu Yisrael Be'egel, Gamken Ho Yosin HaMishkan. Kemosha Oma Hashem Yisbarach L'Moshe. V'yosuli Mikdosh, V'shochanti B'socham. Da HaMishkan Ho Yabonai Kebechinas V'dugma Me'ein HaMikdosh Amala. There always would have been a Mishkan, and the Mishkan was similar to the Mishkan that was created in Shemayim. Heicho, v'hakadosh baruch hu tzivo lasos ha-Mishkan lamata, kidei lahamshech hashra'as hashchina, betoch zera Yisrael, am shkulaso. And the Mishkan is a purpose for the Kadosh Baruch Hu to come down, to live with us. Ach, achar kach, kisha oso ha-Egel, but after we made the Egel, Tziva Hashem Yisbarah Sheyitnu Nidvos Libam L'Tzorach HaMishkan V'Sheyiskavnu Sheyiskapru B'Zeh L'Von HaEgel. And therefore God asks us to give all of these Nidavos and the building of the Mishkan. Through that there would be Kapar on the Egel. V'Oz Nitosav Lehem Otam V'Kavon HaBasiyas HaMishkan. Originally the time of creating the Mishkan was to create a bias here on earth for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now also, it's to be mechaper on the oven of the Egel. If you think about it, it's very similar. The Soloveitchik pointed out that when it comes to most chetz, most transgressions, for instance, the ganav and the gazlan, the reason why, the ganav is worse than the gazlan because the ganav hides from God. I mean, it's mechutzav even to God. Versus hiding from God. But here, when it comes to Shabbos, b'farhesi, to be mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, what is Shabbos? Eidus. Eidus, the fact that it's Briyas Ha'olam. So the Cheda Egel was also a denial of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, or the Kadosh Baruch Hu's predominance in this world. And therefore the Mishkan, which is to create the house for the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Kapara for that Cheda.
That syllogism isn't true for those who hold that that fakert, that the Mishkan came before the Chet HaEgel, that they're not necessarily in chronological order.
So true, and it could very well be the way they would have to explain it. The Mishkan originally was from one idea, and then took on a second idea later on afterwards. I don't think it's so difficult. V'nei Shmira Shabbos Hu Gam King Tikkun L'Chet HaEgel. Gemama Chazal, Kol HaMashabbos, Shabbos, Ovid Avodah Zarah, etc. Okay, so the Ohev Yisrael points out to us that there were two reasons now for the creating of the Mishkan, and and that's why there was a distinction. First there was the Mishkan, then Shabbos, and now Shabbos, and then the Mishkan. Originally the Mishkan had a certain purpose, followed by Shabbos, and now the Mishkan had a second purpose, and Shabbos now also was the cure for the Cheder Egel. The Sibur Shon has a similar idea, a similar problem. It says it a little bit differently. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisro on page 4. Vayom Aleim Eile Devar Meshatziv Hashem Lassos L'Som Sheisiz Yom Tassim Elochim Yom Shvi Yeluchem Kodesh Shabbos Shavetzon L'Hashem V'yachakach Ne'emeres Parshas HaMishkan Vayom Moshe Kol Adas B'nai Yisro Le'mor Zeh Hadova Shetzu Hashem Le'mor Kechumi Itchem Truma L'Hashem Kol Nedev Libo Yevias L'Truma etc. etc. And here, so he points out a little bit later, but Yishlam also, that this parsha was made, Rashi said, when? Yuridas Minahar. Yishlam adine parshazu nemerli Yisrael, l'macharas yom ha-kippurim, k'sheyorim ash rabbeinu al nishalem minahar. K'di isa barashi, so'oz bisar Moshe li Yisrael sabsur shakadosh baruch hu nispayis imohem. Right? Moshe comes down, Kadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven you. Achrei Masa Ego. V'hora lahem eilu beis onyanim shal yadam yuchul l'hicholaz mi'amkei ha'chet u'lis'alus mi'chodesh. And now, he's explaining to them, here are the two onyanim of how you can now arise from this state. Inyan ha'mishkan v'yosu li mikdash v'shalchanti b'socham. V'inyan ha'shabbos shegam hi be'bechiv v'yosu li mikdash v'shalchanti b'socham. Through Shabbos and through the Mikdash. Ubechlal Omrim Zal, Lochotu Yisrael Elu Lahoros Tshuva L'Rabim. We've discussed this. The whole idea was to be in Tshuva. So let's go to the next paragraph. Beizin Yonim Eilu Shayachim, Hein La'Eila Uli'Eila Mikol Durogim V'Hein Tachas Kol Durogim. These two ideas he's going to show now. What was the difference? Why we have Shabbos mentioned before the Chet? Why we have Shabbos mentioned after the Chet? Shabbos Kodesh Me'ira Yehudi B'Madregas HaGavos B'Yoser. Shabbos, on the one hand, can give light, enlightens the Jew through great madregos, great steps, great strides. V'gam im chas v'shalom nafal al yudja ha'tachtona. And not only that, it also speaks to the Jew who's on the lowest level. Shashom Shabbos Kehilchasa Afilo Ev Ovar Avarazor Kedor Enosh Ochun Lo. Uchemochein, inyan beis hamikdash. The whole idea of the beis hamikdash, heyeli Yisrael b'madregos hagavos b'yoser. It was to inspire us. Aron the luchos so yume'irim leklal Yisrael b'torah uveyavoda. V'hamenorah ha'islam me'ira liYisrael ora lukus. Menorah gave us the light of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol inyani yavodas Hashem. V'chein ha'mezbeach hachitzon. Asher Eish Tomit Tukar al Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKitzon, which had the eternal fire. Lo Sichbe Kol Halayla Ad HaBoker. Hagin V'Shama Akla Yisrael, Mikol Inyani Begamim. His purpose was to protect us. V'yad Azeh Ha Yuklei HaMikdash. V'yod Yez B'Mikdash. T'kasheh Yehudi Chato Hevi Karbam Nizchaper Lo. So one aspect of the Beis HaMikdash obviously was not only protective, but inspiring us. And the other aspect was when we were chote, when we transgressed, to bring a karbon. V'chein tamen shoshacha, hayim mechaper al aveira shalayla. V'tamen ben arbaim, hayim mechaper al avoda shalyom. K'de'iz b'mar mechazal, v'hayinu shahoy b'beis HaMikdash, Beis Inyanim. Hein laha eli Yisrael, one was to enlighten Klai Yisrael b'madregos hagavos ve'inyan hakapara shalachar hachet. V'zeh shebiso lehem Moshe b'ridaso minahar es inyan hashabbos v'hamishkan shebeis inyanim eilu mesugom l'chatzom minachet. V'lekach, and therefore, nishnu beis inyanim eilu hein kodem hachet v'hein la'achar hachet. In Parshas Kisiso Kodem Hachet, Gam Kenis Keshabbos Amaisa HaMishkam. Shemaschil, Ra'e Korosi B'Shem B'Tzala Ben Uri, Ben Chur L'Mata Yehuda, Ve'amalei Oso Ruach Hashem, B'Chochma, U'V'Kavanu Chedas, U'V'Chol Melocha, etc. And afterwards, Ve'achaka Kosa Parshas HaShabbos. So first, we're talking about the Mishkan, B'Tzala, the creation, Achashab sosai tishmoru ki osi beniu veinechem l'doroseichem. You're also going to have a very nice and new understanding. You know, yisem oshem b'manas chelko, one shot. Now we're going to have ki osi beniu veinechem l'doroseichem. What does that mean? L'das gani yeshem mikachchem. V'chol zeh l'horo shenichlalu behem hein ha'ora b'madregos ha'gavos kodem achei. Even before, when you were on a higher level, for a later generation, the falling after the chait, we did reshimu mavar b'zeh she'in yanush ha'karabasho hekdim riti l'maka she'ashabes hi ha'refu l'maka she'chait. He gave us the cure before the machla. The next paragraph, and therefore, Ubir ha'inyan Shabbos ha'kodem ha'chayt v'shabbos la'achar ha'chayt deki yudu ha'kedusha sh'shabbos hi b'yasrusa d'li'eila Shabbos on the higher level to lo kishar ha'yamim tovim sh'kedudasham t'luya b'hachana v'yasrusa d'li'tasa. It would have been before the chayt, unlike the other yam tovim, which require tremendous hachana, right? We have to bring in the other yam tovim. Shabbos, which happens may eleha, but prior to the chait, we were on at such a high level, would have been mayor us, v'subachir Shabbos shekodem achait. D'chashe Yehudi tar v'naki mechait yeshlo es his haschia, lahamshichi lovas or ha-Shabbos. The or ha-Shabbos, the benefit, the result of the or ha-Shabbos, it comes automatically to us. U'kedusha sh'Shabbos b'shusha de'ela. However, lo chayim b'chid Shabbos ha'chayim. But after the chayim, shehi kvar t'luya b'hachana d'zhu'usa d'l'tosa mitzad Yehudi. Sh'achash ha'chayim tzorech l'hochin atzmo shelo yichonish the Shabbos eitz kol p'gama v'nyan ha'chulim. Depending on, and we saw this also in the O of Yisrael, but the Siva Shalmos is pointing out, it all depends on what? On our hachana. Make a greater pshat, make a deeper pshat. We were talking in Gemara Beitza that the whole machlokas with the Rebbe Lezer, chatzi l'cho, chatzi l'shem. And remember, we discussed on Shabbos, what is the difference? Why is it that it came to Simchas Yom Tov? When it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, we say this machlokas, chatzi l'cho, chatzi l'shem. Oh, kulo l'shem. We don't have this machlokas on Shabbos. And Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's because on Shabbos we were told by the Nevi'im, covered by owning Shabbos. And now you think, what is the difference? Gross is the covered is Hachana l'Shabbos, what you're doing on Friday. Owning is what Shabbos is. So that, in other words, it may be that Shabbos now became a din of covered by owning. Maybe it would not have been this way of observing, this is my own theory, maybe would not have been the same idea of covered va'onig Shabbos of Nei Hachet, according to this pshat of the Nesiva Shalom. And V'alpizeh, on the left-hand side in the bottom, Yeshom Agam, V'tibre Ezor HaKadosh, Shelo Zozo Shechinas Miyisrael B'chol Shabbos V'yomim Tomim, V'afilu B'Shabbos Estachol. Shabbos Estachol is today's type of Shabbos. Da kavana shelo rak b'Shabbos kodem achet lo zaza shchina shehi b'dregas adas ki ani Hashem mekachchem shehudi zochel lahargish es ha'asrusa. Oh, I didn't get the next one. But what he was saying over here was the Nesiva Shalom was saying that's the pshat of the doros achem, the doros achem for the doros before the chait, the doros after the chait, etc. The Oregon Dayahu now also focuses, but it takes a little bit different. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael. Muma b'svarim mechazal shekihilas Moshe hoya kapora akihilas Aaron. Interesting medrash. The bringing together Moshe of Klal Yisrael was the kapora of when Aaron brought everyone together. Barchet. Shenema b'cheda ego vayakel ha'am al Aaron. When they got together against Aaron, al Aaron. Hatikun lezeh hoyikan be'esha hikam Moshe as b'nei Yisrael lahagil lehem atziva shalom mishkan. B'yeshlovin. Now we have to understand ma kavana b'zeh. What is the deeper idea? Old matzino kukodim shechotu Yisrael be'egel nemer lehem mekudur. Tzivu ha-mishkan v'yachaka tzivu shel Shabbos. Same idea. Mishkan then Shabbos. Ki parsha Shabbos nishnas b'parsha kisiso la'acha tshumu t'tzava shebehem nikvu parshiyo shel ha-mishkan v'kan hektem Moshe Rabbeinu l'sholem parsha shel Shabbos kodim l'tzivu ha-mishkan. Same question. B'matan Torah, when we receive the Torah b'nei Yisro be'achdus, Ukemosha kosav vayitain vayichan sham Yisrael kineged ha'har. V'dosha chazal ki ish echad v'lev echad. V'rak b'matzav kizeh, and only through this way of this matzav, hoy b'nei Yisro re'uyin l'kabla s'torah. Ki b'chol echad m'b'nei Yisro hoy meir os Hashem me'hatorah. Every person from b'nei Yisro meir one letter in the Torah. Ukemosha darshel chazal ki Yisrael hu rosh ha-tevas yeshishem ribo osius la-Torah, 600,000. Uvetziruf, by bringing all hashishem ribo nefashos mebnei Yisrael, mezachtem ha-aros shekola osius b'Torah. So that's why a Torah is puzzled. Missing one simple letter, there's the lacking of achdus. Ad shehem ha-yidei has achdusam horidu Torah la-aretz. The heim hegiel the drag zu al achdus ayidei havoda shel chamishim yom. So we through the 50 days we come together. Shechino atzman v'nischachu ad asher zochel liyos beachdus. V'chol achdus this unity b'olehem mishum sheniskarvu laviyim shebishamayim v'hoy devekim elamakar uche shehegiel. They see hadvekas v'hayukulam b'teilum la'echon. They mevotel themselves to the one, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as nasu ishecha b'lev echon. Umevura Yosef, you can see where he's going. Umevura Yosef, if he eats mata Torah, ro b'nei Yisrael b'chush, ech shekol ha-pratim sheyesh b'habriya. They were able to see every aspect of the Bria, the unifying aspect. Kulam heim be'emes be'achdus. Ki bebriyas ha'olam nitavu harbe pratim v'kolchos. You can look at this world and you can think that it's a world of chaos, nature, whatever. Everything's doing its own thing. And or you can see it was a bria. It was a creation from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's an achdus. It's a unity of purpose. Uveteva nira ki ilahem kolchos rabim. They seem to be chaotic. They seem to be separate. First, it was a general creation. In the nine ma'amaros, nivru kol ha'pratim. V'tachlis ha'adam, our purpose, is l'hachzir ha'kol el ha'klal. That was to unify. U'mashenira la'ayin, ki yesh harbe kochos b'habriya, tshrichim lahakir v'leida ki kulam heim echad. We have to realize that it's all one. Similar idea to Chassidus that has the understanding of the tzotzos and everything breaking, the klipos. The fact that God is found in every single item is always the presence of God, which it shows what is the idea. This is this idea of achdus. This is all from the God. Ulahagbiyas kulam the shorashon the taklas hamishkan etc. We turn the page. On the bottom right, be'esha chatu b'nei Yisrael be'egel ba liday pirin. So in the chet of the egel, it says vayakel, but here what they were there, it was really a din a prit of separation. Because of the hamadrega shel achdus shahoyi b'matan Torah. Yisrael, ki heim bikshu elohos arba. They want to have many gods. The avshe kasha meod lanu lahavim maha perish by egel umaratzu lahagi al yado ach mavur ki heim ratzu ledabek atzman b'hakochos amarubim sheyesh ba'briyim and bli achdus. Obviously, they were separate and were going through the bria through attaching themselves through to this chaos. Uchashehem chatu, v'nisrachu midvigasam be'achtas haboreng, nasu be'asam ufuzorim. And that's when they became separated. Begam obdu midregas or achtas. The Maral maybe medrash or matach siv. You don't skip at that. Eitzel Esav matzinu she etzel pirush shahayu lo kochos rabin. The same idea was by Esav. Kochos nifradim v'chei matzinu shamnu chazal al Esav. Esav shu ovid alos harbeik sibay nefashos harbeik. But be Yaakov shu ovid the lua echad k'sibay nefesh achas. Also shu shorish hara yisoda hu pirim. But he brings everything together. You turn the page. So, Achar, Shechotu b'nei Yisrael be'egel, v'ovdu koach ha'achdus, shehoyim b'neihem hatikin hoyo, la'achir osam yachad. So, since the cheda egel caused the pirud, so what does Moshe have to do now? Vayakel. The Inyan Vayakel Moshe. Shemoshe Rabbeinu Hikil Osam Shiyu Me'uchadim. Vize Hoyotikon Lema Shebe'esa Egel Hikilo Al Aaron. When they gathered on Aaron, it sounds, it's also a very, very deep idea. He doesn't go into it too much, but the Kehilah, you know, sometimes you see an Achdus, it seems to be for a purpose, but it's really creating Pirud. It's creating separation. Ki kehila zu afshe nira la'ayin ke achdus yisoda hi pirud. Even though it looked like there was a sense of achdus, nevertheless, it's yisod, its very foundation was pirud. Uk lechsov yisparda kopole oven ki ein lohem shaychis klal ela achdus. V'rak elagayven nira ke achas. Only it appears that way that it's an achdus, but it really was not. So the Argadal Yahu was, and he goes on for much longer, we won't continue with it, but really what he was trying to explain, Vayakel, the Lashon of Vayakel, is very important. Vayakel means of bringing them all together as a kehila, was a kapara. It was the way to kapara for the cheda egel, which was a pirud, and now to bring them all together. Two, three other different ideas. The Mishnas Yitzchak, who was the brother of the Alexander Rav, says something very also very interesting. Yaakov Moshe Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'Yom Aleihem, but Rashi the Marchus Yom Kippur Koshi Yom and Hahar. Achas shechilas b'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheyimcha liYisrael is avon ha'egel. Hamafarshin ishkasha marotza Rashi l'hodienu shehoyi l'marchus Yom Kippur. Why does it have to bring that after Yom Kippur? Uvaseifer pardes Yosef kan kosav hadas ha'pilpul. Dei loshem vayaka Moshe. Haynu shechilam ha'idei shliach b'lo ba'atzmo. Moshe sent out a messenger, but not by himself. Achen gabi Shmuel. Hanavik siv shaholch ba'atzmo lahakilas be Yisrael me'ir le'ir. Kinemar v'holach miday shana b'shana v'sabav u'shafar is Yisrael as kol hamakom osayla. V'hod Moshe lo holach ba'atzmo mishum shahoyelo demil. So why was that? So he says because Moshe had a din of a melech, and we know v'kaimelon demelech shemochal al kavodo en kavodo mochal. Aber Shmuel Hanavi Hoyelo Din Navi. It varies. We look at the Hakdama of the Abarbanel to Shoftim. So he discusses the difference. What is the Shofet had a din of Melech? He discusses the difference between is it a similar Melech as a Shofet? How many of the din are exactly the same? Maybe some distinction. But we see by a navi v'chacham shemochal kavodah kavodah mochal k'deisa b'kedushin. V'hadach se v'yelch Moshe v'yedaber sadver me'ela kol Yisrael. Ach shehoye lo din melech. Mishim shehoye b'yom shemolo lo meya v'esrim shav. What later on v'yelch? What's a nice little diak? V'yelch, you know, Moshe went from all over Klal Yisrael to say goodbye per se. So why was he able to do that? It's because since it was the day of his death, he now was 120 years old. Ein shiltum biyom hamavas. He already was not considered a melech. Why would I say that? Lech raid. We discussed this a few weeks ago. Lech raid migdulascha. Go from your godless. It would seem that he was not a melech. L'chein perish Rashi, mimachros yom ha-kippurim hoya. Zoz nimcha lavonim v'chaza lehiyos emosha din melech. V'shapa hutrach l'akila ma'idei shliach. What is he saying? That since Rashi says after Yom Kippur, since everyone was now mochel, lechreid, after that he was no longer, he now became king again. V'nei ayidei zhes, and the kalim kol Yisrael, ba'an lidei shlemus, V'yachlis k'mo b'yom ha-kippurim, sh'kol Yisrael nekolim yachad, u'mefayisim zeh et zeh, b'zochel m'chiyas avonis m'shamayim, lech k'nosis kol ha-yehudim. Getting ready for Purim. Same thing, lech k'nosis kol ha-yehudim, sh'al yedei kinos ha-yehudim, tova ha-yeshua. Again, a similar idea, v'yachel, the achlis are bringing together, through that comes our Yeshua, v'yadu kushis m'farshim, etc. Totally different idea from Schachter on page 11. Just a very interesting how he brings it together about giving when you pledge in staka. Kachum yitzchem truma l'Hashem kol nediv libo. Yeviya es trumas Hashem zav v'chesem v'nechoshes kol nediv lev. Right? Again, we're talking about the nediv lev. We're talking about the heart. There's no enunciation here. The Gemara in Shavuos understands that the pasuk, "O nefesh ki shava levati besvasayim," that indicates that in order to be valid shavua, you must be pronounced. You must verbalize it. That's gama belibo shom sheyotu besvas. It's not enough to have a gemira belibo. Just thinking about it, if one resolved in his mind, he must utter the shevach with his lips. A commitment that is not expressed verbally does not have the status of a shavua, and is not binding. In fact, the Rambam used the term hafla as the title of the section of Yad HaChazaka that deals with Shavuos, Nedarim, and Naziris, based on the pasuk Isho Isha Ki Yafli Nedar Ned and Nazir. Right? Yafli. You have to speak it through speech. The Gemara explains there were two exceptions to this rule in the matters of hafla, Truma and Kachim, which take a favor of that speech. You know, in Truma, in Machshava, you can think about it, even before the Hafrosha. And Tosfos understands that the word Truma, the Gemara refers to the separation of Truma from produce. Even though one might otherwise include in the amount of Hafla, the Pasuk, Benekshav Lachem, Trumashem, teaches that separating Truma may be done with Machshava alone. Alternative, as Rashi explains the Gemara here, refers to the pasuk in our parsha, Kol Nediv Lev Heviyu, which was stated in reference to donations of materials for the construction of the Mishkan. Even those who were generous in their hearts and did not pronounce their nedarim, nevertheless, you had to honor them. A second exception, that if one resolves in his mind to bring a karbon, he's obligated to do so. This is derived from the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And the congregation brought peaceful omens and thanksgiving offerings, all those motivated. Thus, the Torah specifies two tinnim in which unpronounced pledges is binding. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the exclusion of kachim applies to kachay mizbeach. Right? Like the olos mentioned in the pasuk and to the kachay bedek habayis. Thus, all matters related to hektish takes effect with the machshava alone. It's important to note, however, that the exception derived from the phrase kol nediv lev carries over to tzedakah as well. Therefore, one who decides to donate to tzedakah similarly obligates himself to fulfill his unpronounced pledge. Just as hekdesh and tzedakah are exceptions to the rule of gamar belibo tzor sheyotzi b'svasav, they may also share unique din with regard to creation of kinyanim. The Rambam begins Hilchos Mechira with the principle, HaMekach and Nikma B'dvarim, you can't sell the title just with your, just by thinking or talking about. Through verbal, the transfer of ownership of real estate, the movable property, requires a Maisa Kinyan. However, regarding Hektish, the Mishnah states, Ami Russell the Gavora Kemisi Russell the Hedyodami. Once the declaration to the holy domain in the Beis HaMikdash is effective, as a transaction, as one's transferring it to a private person. The principle that the Mishnah teaches regarding Hektish may apply to Tzedakah as well. Interesting, Rav Yosef Kaira and the Ramah correspond with each other about this very question. Rav Yosef Kaira writes that the Amir with regards to Tzedakah is judged. This is also very, the next page and a half, just about Psak. Just a fascinating chiddush. I never realized this. It doesn't mean much. But Rav Yosef Kaira says that the Amira with regards to tzedakah is judged like Amira in the realm of Hektish. Thus, if one pledged to donate a tzedakah and then died before he had a chance to fulfill his pledge, the property he left behind is considered to have been owned by the Aniyim from the time of the pledge. So the Yarshim must therefore give the money to the Aniyim even after death. It's just your makshava. It was enough. And therefore, the Yarshim have to give it over to the Aniyim because it's already owned by them. They already have a zchus in it. The Ramah differs, however, and maintains that a verbal pledge of tzedakah does not constitute a kinyan. One must, of course, honor this pledge. Of course, you should, due to his status as a neder. However, the requirement to fulfill a neder applies only to the father, to the living person. Once a person has died, he is free from all mitzvah obligations. So now, the question you would say to yourself, okay, so Ashkenazim, who do we paskin like?
Paskin like the Ramah, of course.
Right. And therefore, that would be the halacha.
But there's also a third obligation that neither one discusses, and that's the obligation on the fund itself.
What do you mean?
Reverse Kara is talking about obligation on the heirs. And Ramah is talking about a non-obligation, but the heirs should give it over. But there's a designation on the money that's been pledged.
And that's only
sort of designated.
It's a very good point, but that's only as far as tzedakah.
We're talking about tzedakah.
No, it's only true as far as the tzedakah for Purim. That attains some kind of I don't want to say a status of Hektish, but if you remember Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Hanani ben Trajan, one of the questions was like, are you a chelik in Olam Haba? He said, well, tell me something about you. Let me see how firm you are. He says, well, I once mixed up my money with the money of Purim Geld. So then you have to give it all. Other money is fungible. It's not true what you're saying, that money doesn't become a term of Hektish. A few years ago, there was a case in which a man pledged to give a significant donation to a local yeshiva, but passed away before fulfilling his pledge. The estate was divided amongst the children, one of whom was not observant and was not interested in donating the money. The question arose was whether the other child was obligated to give the money to the yeshiva. So if I may Russell the Gavorik and Mr. Russell the Hedya Dummy. At the time, a prominent Rav ruled that since the Ashkenazim generally followed the rulings of the Ramah and the family in the question was of Ashkenazi descent, the child was not obligated to transfer the money to the yeshiva. There are, however, strong grounds of which to disagree. While it is true that Ashkenazi practice is usually in line with the Ramah's Pesachim, there is no such rules that Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah. Rather, this is what Rav Shakta is saying. Rather, the rule is stated in the opposite direction. That is, just as the Mechaber codified the previously accepted Psak of the Sephardi Rabbanim, the Ramah recorded the Psak of the Ashkenazi Rabbanim of early generations. Thus, it is accurate to say that the Ramah followed the Ashkenazi Psak. However, it is not the case that Ashkenazim necessarily follow the Ramah's Psak. In other words, What a machlokes machaber ramavurama shah.
That's a crazy
deal. It's from Shachta. In other words, when a machlokes machaber ramah reflects an old machlokes that had been debated over the generations, then Ashkenazim followed the ramah because ramah recorded the psak hamakubal amongst the Ashkenazim. However, if a new shaila is raised, one that occurs infrequently and therefore has no accepted psak, and there is a machlokes between the chaber and the ramah as to how to paskin, Ashkenazim may very well paskin like the machaber. In fact, regarding the shaila at hand, the chsam sofer quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva, Reb Chaim Ozer Gradinsky, both assume like Reb Yosef Kairos Tshuva, and not like that of the ramah that we do not apply Amir Legavoha, Kimisi Russell Lehedya. Unbelievable. Something to learn. You didn't even realize that. I mean, it's hard to understand what is a new shaila, but it's a very different way of how to look at these ideas. Two more points. We're running out of time, Tino. I'm going to skip this part. We'll just finish the last page of Igrot Akala. And it's so interesting because when I was looking at the pasuk, and the way I always go through the Chumash is that first, before I go to Rashi or anything else, I just read the Chumash itself. So see, every year something hits me. And here it bothered me. Vayivoa anoshim, al hanoshim kol nedivleib. Al hanoshim? What does that mean? Al hanoshim really means with the noshim. What is al hanoshim? So the B'nai Yisoscha writes, Hine omra al hanoshim, liyosha ein ze lechora mipui loshim. Shagam bali hapshad omri beferish kamo im. Im kol ze tamma boi lama lo omar im. So you're right, it says im. I mean, im, it means with. What do you mean, al? Achbola horos godel choshkam vislavos lakayim mitzvahs borom. If you remember the Tosfos was talking about the Anafa, when the Kohen's hand, I'm smicha, that the question was that the woman put his hands on the Kohen's hands. So you remember Tosfos talking about how could you do that? So, you know, touching one the other. Oh, there's no machshavar. There's no machshavar over there. Here is really a similar idea. They were such cheshir, such desire to run and to give the tzedakah. At shabbos hanoshim hanoshim dahinu bavruvi. They actually were like together. They, you know, it's like a group together, touching each other. At shenagel zebezeh miblitz nias v'lo ichbaluhu. V'hon dimyam be'enai kachura. V'yavon hanoshim hanoshim kol nedivlei. Rotsu lomar shelo tidme betatcha shechashu sam olal eita tiveres yikudim b'leiv. They didn't have any yetzahara. Kasher ba'ol akach bavruvi. Rachlibam chila bekirbam lo asa belibam shum machshev es pigul v'rachlin davas nidavon l'ashem. But kol kach they were so mishukatim b'machshava zu b'dveikas nifla at shafilu hoye barvuvia u'besmichas godel zcharim in the kevas. Lalibam halach akra etc. So you know what, we do have just, you know, 2 more minutes. Let's go back. The image to horos just this also, you know, like, they brought to a point where they said, all right, Moshe is a die, you have enough. Was it? And then he said again, was it too much? So he just quotes, on page 15, quotes the Degel of Machaneh Ephraim, V'hamalacha haya saw dayam l'chol hamalacha v'hoser. So we quote him. Dayam is just a knife. V'hoser, and there's more. So if l'hoser, it's not dayam. L'chorah hi shnei hafachim. Kim hoy samalacha dayam. B'mechavin imkain, ain't a behoser. There's nothing left over. Yerachayim Hakadosh says, "Kvar hekshakain, umetaris to be emes haviyu b'nei Yisrael yosim and hatzorach lahakamas amishkan." They brought even more that you need for the kamas amishkan. Ka'omra behoser, ach l'tevas b'nei Yisrael, l'chivas b'nei Yisrael, nasa neis v'nichnas kol ma sheviyu altoch b'nei hamishkan. The Chiva B'nai Yisrael is also, imagine, I'm giving so much money. I want my money to go to building the Mishkan. And then if I find it, now it's just going into the treasury. You know, it would bother me. Now that was the nace. No matter what, somehow it all fit in. V'zehu ha-perish v'hamlocho ha-sadayim. Hayinu shehoyu ha-kol b'mechavi l'b'niyas ha-mishkan. V'lo nishar klum shelo nichnas bo. V'hosir, what does that mean? Afabisha Hoysa and the Dover be Emes Yosemeshia Tzarachim Locha, Kinasa Nais Shenichlis Hakol B'Mishkan. Vahadegel Meforish B'Derech Remes. And he says, I'll tell you something else. Apimadi Isa B'Gemara. Chasidim harishonim hayishoin shoachas kodem tzvilo umespalim kitei shichavne liban lavim mishmashmaim. They spent an hour before, whatever that meant. Shoa the hikshua gemar imkain toras and hecha mishtameres v'amlotim hechnas. You're davening so long, it comes like 9 hours a day, whatever. So when are you going to learn? When are you going to work? Elamitosha chasidim heim torasim mishtameres umelotim mesbareches. Very interesting, nice little diak. Well, Tzolomer Melechus Avodas Hakodesh. Hainu Hatfila Shekruy Avodas Shabalev Hayadayim L'Tzorach Kol Melachim. Somehow this was enough that all of the Melacha that they would have to do was already taken care of. Tzolomer Avshe Hayu Osa Melacha Mu'etas Bavad Hasespika Lehem L'Chol Tzorach Apanasa. That should be a bracha for all of us. The more time that we spend in learning in Torah and davening and all of it, that all of our physical needs should also be taken care of. Bracha I give to everyone, especially to myself.
Amen.
Okay. All right, have a great Shabbos, everybody. Bye.